Bill Brontrup and producer John Abnett are here to talk about their new television series, Kendra, on the Wiggs Network. Hi, Bill and John.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about Kendra and the Wiggs Network.
Would that be me, Bill?
I'm going to hand that one right to you, yes.
Thank you kindly. Wiggs Network is on YouTube, youtube.com/Wiggs. And it's a series of, right now, 100 5 to 8 minute episodes done by very, very talented professional writers, directors, and actors. And it was started by Rodrigo Garcia and myself and my son Jake. And we have tried to do something which we were proud of coming out of film and television, which is scripted dramas. And Kendra is one of them. And Bill, obviously, is one of the stars in it. And that's the, sort of the backdrop. And it's sort of unusual on YouTube for those who may be familiar with it, because YouTube has not really done anything like this. And as of now, Wiggs is the number one scripted drama on YouTube and I think on the web. So that's Wiggs, and Kendra is one of them.
Bill, tell us about Kendra.
All the series on the Wiggs Network are, the title characters are women, and their stories about women and their lives. And Kendra is a rather mysterious, fascinating nurse who has a very interesting family life, a very interesting romantic life, and is played by the wonderful Sarah Jones, who is a terrific actress, and we were very lucky to have her. I feel very privileged to have worked with her. And it's a story about what happens in the kind of twilight room of a hospital, twilight room where nothing is quite what it seems.
How did the cast come together?
Rodrigo and I have worked a number of films. We have a number of actors who we like to work with again, and I think we enjoy a pretty decent reputation within the industry. So in the case of Kendra, which was the story that I wrote and was going to direct, I turned initially to Sarah, who I had given her first pilot on television. I also worked with her on a show I do, Justified, and she was fantastic in that. And actually one other thing I'd worked with her, so I called her up and said, hey, I have something, I think it's kind of interesting. Would you be interested? She read it, we met. She said she would be interested indeed and would do it. We started the casting process. The second person was Jason Isaacs, another actor who I've worked with, who I'm very, very fond of and very admiring of his work. And then we started putting together our characters one by one. And there was Leland Orser, you know, who I had worked with, and Sidney Poitier, who I had not, and Bill, and, you know, a young man named Yaniv Roca, who was making really wonderful macchiatos at Cafe Lux in Santa Monica. he told me he was an actor, and I looked at him and I thought, well, yet another actor doing something other than acting. And over the years, besides imbibing many fantastic macchiatos, I thought, yeah, maybe he'd be interesting for this part. And Bill I met in an audition in the traditional way, and I went, oh, this guy can do this. He can do this, and I think we can have some fun and surprise some people. Because I think the story itself is a little unusual, and if you want, I will go into that.
We can talk about it a little bit.
Well, the story, as Bill said, and quite clearly, is about a woman, a nurse, who works in a recovery room. And so she gets to see people as they're coming out of an anesthesia. In particular, the anesthesia we're talking about is Versed, which is many properties. It makes you be loose-lipped, and so you tend to say things that you might not say in a public situation. And this is based on first-hand experience as well as quite a bit of research. And this is the nature of this drug. And so she gets to see people coming out of operations and, in effect, see really who they are and then see them put their personality, their armor, their clothing, however you would describe it on. And obviously, how does it affect her? That was one of the things that was interesting to me. The second thing was I wanted to do a story about women and men who had served in the military and served in silence, who were gay or bisexual and who, you know, couldn't be who they were, but yet served our country and served our country in a noble and kind of way that deserves a tremendous amount of respect from all of the American citizens. And they probably were not able to get that because they had to be someone other than who they were. Not all of them, and I'm not speaking for all of them, I'm speaking for these characters. So having had the experience of serving and they tend to stay with people who have a similar kind of experience, so they don't have to explain their life and their experiences. And that's the world of Kendra, that's the world of Bill, that's the world of Bill's lover. And, you know, it was an area that I was very interested in exploring, and that's what we've done in Kendra.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
You want to start, Bill, since
sure,
I've been yapping
sure.
for a while?
Well, you know, I'm gay. I've been an openly gay actor, that phrase, for many years, since I began working on NYPD Blue. I've always been an optimist as far as history goes. I feel like things are moving very quickly toward complete equal rights for LGBT people. And it may seem slow sometimes to people in the, who are, you know, out in the field fighting for these things, but over the course of history, I think we will realize that this has happened very quickly in this country, and I'm proud to have played a small part in that. I think that images that we see in the media can really move the zeitgeist and make people understand, you know, that LGBT people are just like everybody else and want the same things as everyone else wants. So I've always found that the most important thing people can do is come out, be themselves, and lead an honest life. And it's been shown many, many times that the more the straight world gets to know gay people, realize they're in their family, they're in their workplace, we're everywhere as part of the fabric of the community, the more people are accepting and realize it's not that big a deal.
Do you want to add anything to that, John?
Oh, absolutely. I'm probably slightly more incredulous than Bill, who I would give the tribute of saying he's probably realistic and wiser than me, but I just find it despicable how long it's taken to allow people to be who they are and to be themselves with dignity. It just, you know, I'm not speaking as a gay man, so I'm not, I don't know if I have the proper, I don't know what to say, footing to say it, but that's the way I feel. And remember when I was in college at Sarah Lawrence, and I was working in the theater in New York in the late 60s and early 70s, and I had a loft on 100 Worcester Street, which happened to be across the street from 99 Worcester Street, which was the firehouse that was then the head of, I think, the Gay Liberation Movement, which was an offshoot of the after the riots in the village. And I remember very distinctly, I think it was 1971, the first block party celebrating gay liberation and gay rights. And it was an amazing experience to see, I would guess, around 10,000 people being who they are openly on this street. And back then, I just thought to myself, you know, why? Why does it threaten so many people? I mean, on some level, maybe I thought I understood, but it's just been very, very frustrating. And so I feel, you know, yes, progress has been made, it has been painful, and mostly I feel that, you know, for those who've had the difficulty of being treated badly, you know, from, you know, the horrors of the Matthew Shepherds to the feeling of trying to be somebody you're not, you know, I just feel like it's been too long. And I hope that, you know, current political events are going to speed that up.
What was your reaction to President Obama being reelected and gay marriage passing in Washington, Maryland, and Maine?
Bill, why don't you go?
Of course, I'm thrilled. I think everyone who's involved in this fight is thrilled about this. Obviously, Obama has been a wonderful president for, you know, gay people, and we've never had anyone like this before. I must say I'm even more excited about the tide turning. These are the first places where gay marriage has been passed by a majority of people. And so it is quite clear that over this rather short time in the course of history, public opinion has totally reversed on this, whereas a few years ago, you know, gay marriage was not even on the table, was not even thought of. And now in these states, people are voting that they approve of it. So I think it's a fantastic and very encouraging thing. I sure appreciate John, you know, other straight allies saying what he said and that it has taken too long, obviously. But again, I have an optimistic view of history, and I think that this just shows that people are more and more accepting of gays and lesbians, and the course of history is very, very clear, and this just proves it.
My two cents, I'm very happy, and I hope people will learn that love, relationship in any form, should be celebrated.
That's one of the things about Kendra that I was the most excited about when I read the script, was this family that this group of people have created. The character of Kendra and my character and my lover's character and the grandfather, we have created a family where people come together and make their own relationships. It's such a beautiful part. part of the story, and it's such a beautiful part of the world that we're living in now that that kind of thing can exist.
How can people get information about Kendra on Wigs?
The easiest thing is youtube.com/wigs. If you put that into your browser or you search that, it should come up. And when it comes up, you know, just look for Kendra. Right now it's the featured video, so you will see it. There are 8 episodes. They're in the neighborhood of about 6 to 7 minutes long. A lot of people enjoy watching things all at once, so some people will wait till all of them are up. They will all be up on by this Friday. There are also some really, I find them interesting, behind-the-scenes stories about the making of it and people's various experiences and attitudes towards it. So for people who are aficionados, that may be something that they would like to check out. And if listeners are like me, they may want to watch them all at once, because that's how I like to consume cable when I'm watching, if I can. And if you enjoy it, I hope you do. If you do enjoy it, by the way, please subscribe. It's free. And there's a button you can touch that says I like. All these things are actually helpful for us because we're supported by advertisers. We believe we're doing quality work. Some of it is going to be provocative for some people, but we want to, again, express our opinions and the opinions of the artists we hire. So any support will be more than welcome. For those who are unfamiliar with it, we have many of the greatest actresses, as well as some wonderful actors working on it, from Julia Stiles and Jennifer Garner and Virginia Madsen and Maura Tierney, and, you know, many, many more. Allison Pill. We're doing it because we love it.
Friend it on Facebook, and they let you know when new ones come on.
Are you making any New Year's resolutions this year?
My resolution this year is to be grateful. It's been a long year of kind of ups and downs, and trying to take a few moments every day to sort of look outside and say, look at those clouds, look at those trees. There's beauty all around us, and be grateful for all the good things we have.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I guess the thing that I just want to say still about Kendra is how exciting it was, one, to work with John, which is absolutely a thrill, and how intriguing it was to take what he said about gay veterans, to take that thing. I've had the opportunity to go around the world meeting service people with the USO and the Armed Forces Entertainment, and so I've met these people, and they know military people, and so to have the opportunity to take a look at this through his eyes was a fascinating experience, and I just applaud him for writing and directing something that is provocative, and it's a topic I've not seen on television anywhere before, and so to have a venue like Wigs where we can do this was something that really means a lot to me.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
My favorite writer is Anton Chekhov, the Russian playwright, and then the Three Sisters at the very end, they say, if we wait a little longer, we will find out why we live and why we suffer, if only we knew. And I would say that is my favorite quote.
I probably have a contrarian nature, so of all the words I really like, I like the word no. It just makes me sort of like get excited, and I like to see if I can change that and snarl at it, and then you actually have a chance to do anything you want, and the only limit will be your imagination.